WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Our TV critic David Bianculli has reviews of two TV series premiering this week. Both of them are period pieces, one set in the 1970s, the other in the 1980s, and both are created by and starring women. But past that, the two new shows have little in common, except that David likes them both.
One new show premiering this week, on Sunday on the PBS Masterpiece series, actually is a miniseries and a prequel. It's also the starting point for a possible series of mystery stories featuring the same character. Beginning in 1991, Helen Mirren starred as police detective Jane Tennyson in a series of British mysteries called Prime Suspect, based on novels written by Linda LaPlante and imported by PBS. Mirren was wonderful. These were the performances, more than anything else, that made her Helen Mirren. And so were the mysteries, which were about much more than the crime she solved and the suspects she so skillfully interrogated. The Prime Suspect stories also were about the chauvinistic treatment her Jane Tennyson had to overcome in the station house and on the case, and about her own personal demons as well. Prime Suspect Tennyson, this new series, also is based on a novel by Linda LaPlante, so it knows what it's doing and where it's going. This TV show throws us back to the character's first days on the force. In England, it was titled Prime Suspect 1973. Jane was 22 then and is played by Stephanie Martini, a young actress given the almost impossible task of trying to act as magnetically as Helen Mirren. Imagine a young actor given the job of approximating Peter Falk in Young Columbo. But she does a good job here, being buffeted around by colleagues while enduring slights and fighting for slow but steady chances for advancement. She's always observing, questioning, and learning. And sometimes, as when being driven by a superior officer to the home of a young murder victim's possible next of kin, she finds an ally. Sam Reed plays her boss, Detective Inspector Bradfield.
Can I ask, sir, when we get there, I know what your role is, but once we're inside, if the mother cries, do I comfort her? How would I do that? Sorry if I'm asking too many questions.
No, just do what feels natural. Grab that envelope from the back seat.
You want me to show this to the family?
No, when I give you the nod, just compare it with any family photographs you see, but be discreet. So what part of London are you from?
Maida Vale, sir.
And what brings a Maida Vale girl to the police?
I thought the force could do with more posh sorts, sir.
Fair enough. You shouldn't apologise for asking questions. It's the only way you're going to become a better copper.
In this first of what is bound to be a series of Tennyson sequels, one murder leads to another, then to a bank robbery, as well as to plot details that explain, for example, why Tennyson has issues trusting men and when and how she developed her taste for alcohol. The leading performance by Martini is effective, but it's the backstory of the character that makes this prequel most compelling of all. And then there's Glow, the 10-episode first season of which premieres Friday on Netflix. It stars Alison Brie, who was such a standout as Pete Campbell's wife Trudy on AMC's Mad Men and Sweet Annie on NBC's Community. Here, she plays Ruth, a struggling actress who, in 1980s Los Angeles, attends an audition for a proposed TV show called The Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling. Running things is a washed-up B-movie director named Sam, played by Marc Maron, who's hilarious. Think of him as the Tom Hanks character in A League of Their Own. Except here, it's not women baseball players he's trying to coach. It's lady wrestlers, who at the auditions, like Alison Brie's Ruth, have never even wrestled before.
So what are you, like a real actor?
Yeah.
done a bunch of plays in Omaha at a little spot called the Blue Barn Theater. I did a film a few years back. I've also done extensive mask work and clowning workshops. How much acting will there be on this show?
As opposed to what?
Hair pulling.
You don't like wrestling?
Well, I don't really know wrestling.
You don't think wrestling is acting?
It's not, is it? It's more like a sport with costumes. Or, sorry, are you hiring actors to play wrestlers, or are we the wrestlers?
Yes.
The characters and storylines in GLOW are fictional, but they're based on an actual TV series, which ran from 1986 to 1989. In Netflix's GLOW, the women embody such fictional, cartoonish alter ego wrestling characters as Sheila the She-Wolf and the Welfare Queen. But on the real TV show in the 80s, the wrestling ladies included Big Bad Mama and Colonel Ninotchka. Netflix's GLOW is co-created by Liz Flahive and Carly Mensch from Showtime's Nurse Jackie. Mensch also wrote and produced for Jenji Kohan's Netflix series Orange is the New Black, and Kohan is an executive producer here as well. And while GLOW starts as an all-out comedy, it sneaks up on you. Before the 10 episodes are over, you'll be taking the characters and their relationships and problems very seriously. And there are other acting standouts, including Betty Gilpin, from both Nurse Jackie and Masters of Sex, as a former soap opera star, desperate enough to try to become a wrestling star instead. In GLOW, as in Prime Suspect Tennyson, women have it tough and have to make some tough choices to fight and survive and advance, whether they're wrestling with their demons or just wrestling.
David Bianculli teaches TV and film history at Rowan University and is the author of The Platinum Age of Television, From I Love Lucy to The Walking Dead, How TV Became Terrific.